This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado could outperform the national economy in 2023, but expectations are still pretty sluggish in the predictions from the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The state is suffering from inflation and supply chain issues just like the rest of the country. On top of that, Colorado's high cost of living and overpriced housing are a pain point for many. But the director of the UCCS Economic Forum, Tatiana Bailey, says despite all that, tourism remains robust and people keep moving in.
It's still growing, still young and educated people. We've become more of a destination for knowledge workers with remote work.
Bailey predicts Colorado's economy will eke out a 0.5% growth rate next year compared with 0.2% nationally. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A new Center for African and African American Studies at CU Boulder will include a research center, arts program, and student services. Founding director Raylan Rabaka teaches ethnic studies. He hopes the center will help students find a sense of belonging and give them spaces to learn and socialize.
Some of the students feel incredibly alienated. Sometimes they're the only African or African American in their department. So imagine if they could bring their family and their friends to a space where they can feel comfortable.
A Colorado Springs company has landed a nearly $190 million contract with U.S. Space Command. Delta Solutions and Strategy says that makes it the largest contractor with Space Command, which is based in Colorado Springs.